going up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Some folks are getting a raise today. The minimum wage jumps to 7.25 an hour, but some economists say it could be a recession drag. With a wage increase taking effect, those analysts fear it could force some small businesses to lay off more workers. Advocates say the increase will keep more of the working poor above water. Government bank regulators will be on Capitol Hill today. This morning, as a matter of fact, they're set to offer their perspective on White House proposals to reform oversight of the financial services industry. They include Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, and FDIC Chairwoman Sheila Bair. But as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington, none of them see eye to eye on the future of bank regulations.
The White House wants to make the Federal Reserve the top cop, and that means other regulators would have to give up some of their cherished authority.
There is a lot of rivalry among the regulators.
As a Treasury official in the 1980s, Peter Wallison helped deregulate the banking industry. He says regulators don't want to let go of any powers they already have.
Because you are really only a temporary steward of that agency, and you don't want people in the agency to look back and say, under so-and-so, we gave up this very important authority when we could have done it better than whoever is doing it now.
Regulators are also balking at the president's idea of creating a consumer watchdog. But Gail Hillebrand at Consumers Union says they have no right to be critical.
The regulators haven't done a very good job with consumer protection. And the current system isn't properly designed to deliver consumer protection.
Despite opposition from regulators and banks, Hillebrand hopes Congress will approve a consumer protection agency this fall. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
A lot of buying on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ added more than 2.3%. The Dow topped 9,000, up more than 188 points to close at 90.69. European markets are higher right now, mostly under 1%. Asian shares closed higher today as well. Over the last couple of weeks, we got encouraging word from newspaper companies. The New York Times, Gannett, McClatchy, they say they posted surprise second quarter profits. But traditional media outlets are still trying to figure out how to deal with the online world. As Elisa Roth tells us, the Associated Press is the latest to come up with a new idea.
The Associated Press wants to know where its stories are going and how they're being used. The idea is they want to make sure they're getting paid for them. Newspapers have been dropping the AP service because it's too expensive, and meanwhile, the internet makes it easy to get the stories without paying for them. The Associated Press says it's creating a registry that'll work something like this. The first thing I did for this story was to go to Google News and type in Associated Press. I got 28 articles about the wire service, including the wire service's own story. Pretty soon, that story will have a tag embedded in it, so the AP will be able to see who looks at it and where they might be posting it. For now, only Associated Press stories will be part of the registry. Eventually, stories from member newspapers, plus photos and videos, will be included. Nobody's saying how the AP plans to enforce the use or what the punishment will be for violating it. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
We got earnings from Microsoft, where profits in its latest quarter fell 29% because of weak computer sales. That wraps up a year of revenue declines, the first time that's happened since 1986 when the company went public. Netflix says its second quarter profit was up 22% from a year ago. The company says it expects to end this year with more subscribers than it had originally estimated.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
President Obama's been beating the health care reform drum for weeks now, trying to get Congress and public opinion on his side. It's a contentious issue, one that's taking many forms. And we want to give you an update on where Congress is on all of this. We bring in former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the debate at this point? Where are we going from here?
Well, here's the interesting thing. The AMA, American Medical Association, big pharmaceutical companies, and the private insurers are supportive of some sort of universal health care this time around. A big pharma, they see a lot of money in a mandate that requires every American to have health care. Private insurers also are seeing big bucks and are willing to go along as long as their business doesn't get drained away toward a so-called public option. And believe it or not, the AMA has also come out in support. They've been quietly told that doctors will do fine, too, and that Medicare reimbursement rates for doctors won't take a hit.
So if these special interest groups are on board with the plan, why is health care stalling in Congress?
Late last week, the Congressional Budget Office threw a monkey wrench into the works by reporting that the major plans being considered by the various committees in both the House and the Senate won't actually reduce long-term health care costs. In fact, they're likely to increase them. And that's made Republicans and even a lot of Democrats worried. Ironically, the major locus of opposition has now moved from the special interest groups, who are largely on board because they see opportunities to make money, to members of Congress who are concerned about long-term deficits, created in part because the business groups have been bought off.
But the House is closer to agreement than the Senate, right? So why won't they at least vote before recess?
Well, they don't want to take any move before the Senate. What's emerging as the most popular way to pay for universal health care, at least in the House, is a surtax on families earning over $350,000 a year. But the last thing House members want to do is vote for a tax increase and then find that the Senate doesn't go along. They don't want to be hung out to dry.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Hey, what are your thoughts about the healthcare debate? Share them with us in our scratch pad online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.